costumes? I have a few. I'm the guy in the family who gets a call when a need arises for a festive look. Currently out on loan are my full body detour cone and an even fuller bodied inflatable Santa suit. You know, the twin to my inflatable Frosty the Snowman one. The pair once making for an interesting Christmas time visit to the then New Orleans arena for the then New Orleans Hornets. My brother playing Santa, and certainly for the dance cam. I believe Gil McGregor's quick color commentary was, "Saint Nip is out tonight." The last few Mardi Gras, I've dressed as Mardi Gras Indians, one year as Big Chief Anthony Davis, believe it or not, of the Wild Pelicanus, headdress but no beadwork. Another with my beautiful purple, green, gold kurta pajama, an Indian of another sort. I've worked for the New Orleans sewage and water but never bored, channeled my inner Valerio the Jaguar, and transformed into a canal and rampart crane. I've not given Charlie access to all of these pictures for your streaming pleasure, but you get the drift. It's fun to dress up, be it for carnival, Saints game Sunday, a Thanksgiving at the track. We call this playing dress up, meaning that we're pretending a little, adding on top of what's below, something more extravagant than the real thing. Fun and interesting, bigger, brighter, bolder. That's our way, our special occasion wear. And because we're used to all that, especially in this city of ours, that's what we expect important times to look like. Sunday best, black tie affair, Fat Tuesday finest, dress up time, different from, well, sweatpants and t-shirt Sunday. Don't worry, these cameras don't have a two-way glass in them. Be what you are this morning. We can think this way, and it's true that all our environment paints a certain picture, but is this really God's way? Jesus plays dress up today, and what do we see? Jesus's default movement, of course, is opposite ours, not to the extravagant, but to simplicity. We can think of the famous Philippians hymn, of Jesus's emptying himself, his taking the form of a slave, his coming in human likeness. St. Peter's letter today describes something similar. Our being ransomed not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. Jesus descends. Of course, when you're God, you have only one way to go, we could think, but still, Jesus could have had that divinity pop through more often, sparkling with pyrotechnics and trumpet blasts everywhere he went. But that's not Jesus's dress-up way. Don't pass over our gospel this morning. Don't pass over our Jesus here. With that, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. This is the hinge verse in Luke's great Road to Emmaus account that we've just heard. The movement from black and white into technicolor, from a calm walk to Emmaus to a sprint back to Jerusalem. The two disciples didn't know it was Jesus until he had broken bread with them, just after he explained the scriptures, until this early day's mass. So who did they think they were dealing with here? Just another traveler. Before even an introduction, Jesus is greeting with this great line: "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who doesn't know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" He's just some visitor to the big city, and a rather uninformed one to boot, apparently. Jesus dresses up by descending. descending into the conversation, descending down the road, descending to the common table. I think this is the point we have to grasp tightly this morning. The normal movement of our God is descent. He dresses up in simplicity. He cares to be in the conversation spoken, the road traveled, the meal shared. When our activities are a bit more restricted, when our plans are less exciting, when our wardrobe is a little more muted, when the Saint season, Mardi Gras 2025, the city's quadricentennial all sound currently in doubt, we can think God, too, is restricted, disinterested, dulled, or canceled. That's not the way of our God, though. That's not the way Jesus plays dress up. On this road to Emmaus Sunday, can we see Jesus descend to us, to our home churches, to our hearts and hands, our quiet conversations, and even quieter calendars? It's what he always wants to do. Jesus dresses up, we're reminded this morning, by descending.